Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Woo! Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Tuesday afternoon. Final hour for us, brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at ReliableAir.com. Couple minutes away from getting back into the big story of the day. It's a fun one today. Yesterday's wasn't. Today's is. The Braves won last night. Brandon Adams is going to join us in 20 minutes. We'll talk some college football with him. AMA to wrap things up. Here's a little college football news for you. Week one, college game day.
Yep.
Columbus, Ohio. No surprise.
No surprise because
Texas and the Buckeyes playing week one. But, you know, of note because it's game day, but also Lee Corso's final show, mm-hmm. college game day show. So apparently I didn't know this. This is where the first time he ever put on the headgear was there.
Yep.
So
Brutus. I think it's Brutus put on Brutus first time.
Yeah, yeah. So I imagine he'll probably do it. Mean, who knows? Maybe he'll pick Texas.
Nah,
we'll have to tune in to find out.
But it's going
to
be noon because that was the biggest thing. Because who was trying to change it? Was Texas trying to change it?
I think Ohio State was trying to change it.
Ohio State was trying to change the date of the game. Nah, we straight. This is in the horseshoe, right? And so, yeah, and so we know that's the other broadcast. Isn't that like a Fox game?
It'd probably be a Fox game.
Yeah, and then they got the big new kickoff and all that other crap. Yeah. So, yeah. But, all right. Is there another game that can compare to that that week?
I'm sure there's other good games, but Texas-Ohio State's obviously the biggest game.
The one.
It's the biggest game of the day.
That's going to be game one. Oh, that's going to be
– That's great.
It's going to be awesome.
It's going to be awesome.
And I can't wait for it to get here, so we ain't got to worry about all this other crap. That has, well, I'm not going to say it doesn't have a result on the football field because it does, because it depends on how many good players and all that.
Yeah, which players are playing where.
Yeah, but
who's getting what money. And
so much more happier.
The football is much more fun to talk about.
Aspect of football, we could get to go doing.
Yeah, who made a good throw?
Yeah.
What a move.
Yeah,
what a comeback.
Yeah.
Wow, did you see the atmosphere in the stadium? Now we're talking about court cases.
It's unbelievable. It's funny because now they're doing minicamp, all the players are in there. I guess now they use this as like a pitcher day or something like that, so all the players are taking the photos and full uniforms and stuff like that. Love the Falcons. Year two for number nine.
All right.
Love it. Mm-hmm. But the biggest thing about when you do those is that you got to always make it look like you're on the field. Because when you're out there like just naked arms or no tape, no wristbands, no glove, look real stank. Look real stank in a football uniform without at least some wrist on your tape.
Yeah, some kind of football stuff.
Yeah, whether it's tape on your wrist or something. But like them cats that could be out there with just naked arms and fingers.
It's always so
real
obvious
weird,
too.
Man.
Because
it's real weird.
They use the videos and the pictures and all that stuff that they take at the media day in the stadium, right?
Yeah.
It's either the headshot that they show when they're putting up stats, or sometimes they'll have the fake pump up the crowd stuff, which is always so corny, but whatever.
Yes, it is.
Do what you got to do. Yeah, you can tell it's so obvious. Like, all right, well, that was 7 months ago.
Yeah.
he didn't even have his new tattoo yet.
He got nothing on. Just out there just looking nasty and stank. Oh.
He didn't have any tape on his ankles or his wrists or anything
that. You always got to make sure, especially if it's just the upper part of your uniform, but they'll have, like, you're holding the football. ball, you got to put some gloves on, put you some wristbands on, put you arm sleeve, something.
Did you do that thing a couple of years ago when the Falcons had everybody down to the stadium to take like headshots?
Yes.
You did that?
Yes. No, I missed that. I was on vacation.
Oh, you're on vacation.
I was on vacation.
Yeah, it was very nice. Very nice of them to have us down there, like professional photo shoot. Yes. And like, I think some people have used them for, I think Wes and Dave use them a lot because they look really cool. Mm-hmm. Like, I was just me by myself.
Yes.
Like, in a sport coat.
Yes.
Holding a football.
I remember that. I was on vacation.
Yeah, and you weren't there, so we couldn't, there was like no like show photos that we could use.
That's right. It was supposed to be show photos and everything they want to show at the stadium. Yeah,
but they still wanted me to come down and do it by myself. Never used any of those photos for anything.
Yeah,
like, I appreciate the Falcons for doing the photo shoot and all that, but nothing more awkward than a non-football guy. All right, now throw it in the air and make it look like you like. Yeah. Now hold it like you're going to throw it. Yeah. It's like, oh, yeah, people are really going to believe that I'm about to fire this one in there.
Hey, man, we got a wild deer running through the neighborhood, man. He was on the Ring camera this morning. He liked hanging out in front of the yard, and so I saw my nice neighbors, and they had just got the whole front yard resodded. So I saw this morning, stopped by, and was like, "How y'all doing?" Blah blah blah. And then she was like, "You see the deer?" I was like, "Yeah, I caught him on the Ring this morning. Yeah, he's a rabbit." I was like, "What?
Rabbit?
Rabbit?" I was like, "No,
hope not.
I hope not." That's exactly what I said. I think she was more mad, and she was, they were mad because they got a garden in the back, and I guess they go back there and tear up the garden.
Yeah, they eat the stuff.
Yeah, and tear up the garden. Yeah. But yeah, she said, "I think it's rabbit." I was like,
"Oh, she's looking for an excuse."
I was like, let's hope not."
He's trying to have an alibi. She's gonna shoot it one of these mornings and be like, "I told Randy he was rabbit."
Dude, that was so.
It's on record.
When she said that, that was so damn funny. I was like,
You want to borrow Bo's crossbow? You have a crossbow, right? I assume.
I have a bow.
I have a bow. Yeah. I just assumed you had some sort of
medieval
weaponry.
You actually have to draw mine. You crossbow, you just kind of click it.
Yeah, my brother's got a crossbow.
Yeah, what am I doing with that?
Fire.
Man, I've been there and hit somebody else. I've been trying to shoot a damn deer as fast as they be moving.
Yeah,
man,
that's
I've been there and clip somebody else.
Probably illegal.
It'd be kind of hard to take down a deer with a crossbow, too. Though.
Think so?
Okay. Those bolts are really small.
I thought people hunted with bows.
The bows, yes. With a bow, not a crossbow.
Oh, okay, I got you.
You may be able to kill a deer with like a big crossbow. I don't know. It's kind of cheating.
I thought it was better.
So then what are guns?
I thought it was better to hunt with a bow.
Most bow hunters are
but it's with a bow and arrow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Gotcha. You can hunt with crossbows. Most bow hunters are regular.
Yeah.
Well, you get
compound
the
bows,
get the bow and arrow over there. Then.
Yeah. As you can tell, I don't really know a
Seems
lot
like
about
it. Seems like
you
and I are a little on the outside looking in on this one.
Yeah. You get me at like, do people hunt with 12 gauge?
You know what's
they
funny?
Do.
You know,
what's kill funny? A deer with a 12 gauge.
Wouldn't this like you might blow the deer apart?
No. That's why you don't always do that. Yeah.
You
know, it's tough to get
to go for the juggler, man.
Bo knows from experience. I think Abe watches people hunt on YouTube.
Yeah, he does.
I think he does.
Yes, he does.
And that's not funny. Why'd I say that was funny? That's just, you know what's true, and then that was what was true. All right, let's get to the big story of the day. Brought to you by QC Kinetics.
You know he watches it, too.
Yeah, fine. It's not funny. It's non-surgical treatment for groin pain. Bow! Funny was the wrong word. Correct.
Eli White, high and deep out to left center. Cameron at the wall. This thing is gone. The pop off the bat of Eli White making it 5-1. And some much needed insurance in the eighth for Atlanta.
Yeah, nice to see them tack on a few extra when they go up 3-1. Eli White there. Ozuna added a couple more in the ninth inning as well. So made it a little bit more comfortable, which was nice.
Yes.
Kind of the first time in I don't know how long that you watched a Braves game and the final few innings were fun to watch. Certainly snapped the 7-game losing streak, which was great. Lost 5 in a row, 1-run games as well. So got the win yesterday, bunch of homers, Ronald Acuna with some opposite field power, and Chris Sale was fantastic. So nice to see them score some runs for Chris Sale as well.
Yeah, man, I think that was the thing. When Milwaukee got the 1-0 lead, I was like, it'll be 1-0. And then, you know, Ronald Acuña was able to get the other run. Then, obviously, Matt Olson. Then, like you said, the insurance runs later on in the game. I had a knot in my stomach when Rafi came in the game. I'm not even going to act like I didn't. And he handled his business. And going into the ninth with the 6-point lead, still had knots, you know, because this team has lost games like this. And it's like, you know, they have been getting blown out. Like, they've beaten teams bigger than they've lost, I would think. I mean, we got to go back and check on that or everything like that.
What do you mean?
Like their margin is in their wins when they've won like games. Well,
so let me put it this way.
Okay,
so yesterday was their fourth win in 18 games, right?
Yes.
So they're 4-14 in their last 18. They're a -2 run differential in those 18 games. So they've lost 14 games and won 4, and the run differential is almost the exact same because exactly what you're saying. Every game they lose by 1.
Yeah.
Every game they win by 6.
Yeah.
So
that's what I'm saying. Like,
it makes up. Now, again, it's only let's try to get more than 4 out of the next 18. The run differential could be whatever you want it to be.
Yeah, man. Have more.
That
more
just
runs,
means all the games are close
more
games,
runs.
For the most part.
I want to see so much more of the fun outfield shenanigans that our outfielders do with a little dance and they're running into the infield because it's doing their little slaps and daps and all of that stuff because they won a damn game. You know what I mean? And that's it. Nothing else, nothing more, nothing. Because to me, it tells me a lot more about these one-run games that they lose that they're still close, Bunk. Like, it ain't something where you just see them, like you said, getting the doors blown off of them. It's always a mishap here or a damn pass ball here,
mm-hmm.
or not being able to pitch recognize on full count with the damn bases loaded, yep. where it's an obvious ball, but yet you're swinging at it anyways.
Right.
Like that. Those.
Yeah, the margin for
the
error
margin,
is
just that's
minuscule.
That's the irritating stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I know they're not going to win 80 all these games or whatever, but it's just how they lose games. And they lose games like sorry ass teams.
Yeah, but it is frustrating because it, you know, like you said, it's that one mistake when you're only scoring 2 to 3 runs a game a lot of nights. That one mistake is going to be way more like they made mistakes last night.
Yes.
There were moments last night where the perfect thing didn't happen, but they scored 7 runs. So they're able to make up for it. And obviously Chris Sale pitched great, which goes a long way as well. Obviously it's one. Do it again today, then it'll be 2.
Yeah, man.
Start stacking series, because that's really what we said when they went in that 0-7
and they
hole,
got out
that
of that
1-8
hole because they were doing
they did.
That.
They stacked a bunch of series in a row. That's what's crazy about it was the start was so awful, and then they swung back the other way. Dug like I wouldn't even really say treaded water. Like they played some pretty good ball for like a month, got their heads above water
right.
just in time to get Acuña and Strider back,
yep.
and then completely backslid for almost a month.
So is that the thing about it is that now they're still on the, like how this team started is like another process started with Ronnie.
We're doing it again.
And we're doing it again.
Exactly.
And we're going to battle our way back out of
exactly.
it.
Exactly. Because when they got back to .500, it was like, all right, no more 0-7.
Yeah,
they worked their way out.
Ronnie's coming back.
Yeah. But then they went 3-12 in his first 15 games. So
yes. And I don't want to see no stats about
right back there.
How they were before and after. Okay?
Oh yeah.
Please.
I know.
Please.
It is I think it is tempting
Please.
for the anti-Ronald
yes.
Consortium.
That daggone Acuña.
Yeah.
They got worse.
They're worse with
they
him.
They got worse when Acuña came
it's
back.
It's like the people that say the Hawks are worse with Trey.
Yeah.
Okay.
They got worse when that Acuña came back.
We're gonna agree to disagree on that one.
You see that stuff that he was doing.
Now, I do think the Brewers fans were upset about his enjoyment of his home run yesterday. They were booing him as he was rounding the bases. All right, a little boomy. I'll run slower, give you more time to boo.
Hell yeah, let me enjoy these boos. They give me the fuel.
You got Grant Holmes on the mound tonight.
Let's go.
Versus Quinn Priester, who I've never heard of. But hopefully,
I'm Jenny Powers!
Hopefully they beat the hell out of Quinn tonight.
Hell yeah, man. Let's get another fun morning. Tomorrow, the midday show.
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Start stacking them. Start stacking them. We'll come back. Brandon Adams is going to join us in studio. We'll talk some college football with him. Obviously, some Georgia-specific stuff as well. Thanks for being with us. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1.
Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Tuesday afternoon. Suddenly a rainy Tuesday afternoon.
Yeah.
It's nasty out there, like, man.
This
been a rough June.
This has been the most player-hating ass week ever because of the fact is that it was messing with my chi. But, you know, I still was out there under the tent.
Yeah, I mean, your chi is unplayer-hateable.
It's unplayer-hateable, but yeah, still, experience. Man. But still, I think this is sun, man. I got to get my beach body right. You know what I mean? I gotta get them tan lines right. I get tan lines.
Well, I didn't say anything. Why are you talking to me like that?
How you look like.
I didn't look like anything.
I get tan lines.
I didn't look like anything.
Yeah, I get tan lines. Don't worry about that.
I'm sure you do.
Yeah, just wanted to let you know. And I was planning on working on them this weekend.
Okay.
I got a new order of tank tops coming in.
I think you should work on them.
New order of tank top.
Well, if it's not sunny, maybe hit one of those like desert tan places.
I refuse to go on those.
Getting a tanning bed.
Those things seem like they're the most unsanitary things ever.
They do. It also, I don't know, maybe this happened in the horror movie, maybe it didn't, but I just have a vision of getting locked in there and getting cooked alive.
That was a Final Destination movie. Yeah. But don't like all the UV rays kill the germs and stuff? I don't know how that works.
I ain't talking about UV rays. I'm talking about somebody bare ass been laying on that thing. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, yeah.
People are nasty.
They are, yeah.
Yeah, well, no, I'm good on that, though.
really no way to transition from
BA,
that to this.
You know, BA
is not nasty.
BA is a tan bed guy, though.
Is that
I'm
right?
Not going to a tanning bed. I like to get tan.
Oh, okay.
My rule in life is if you can't tone it, you should tan it at least.
Yeah, Mike Dell always says tan fat looks better than pasty fat or
big
something
time.
Like that. Yeah, yeah.
Big time.
If you can't tone it, you should tan it. Brandon Adams joins us in studio, host of the Dog Nation Daily Podcast every single Tuesday.
That's pretty good.
Some news. We knew it was going to happen, yep. But it finally did. The house settlement has come down starting on July 1st. Athletic departments are going to be able to share revenue with their players. There's a cap on how much they can share, but we know that the football programs are going to get the majority of the money. What do you make of that news and how it starts to be applied?
Well, I think the most important word you used is the word cap, because while there is a cap on like the revenue sharing and like the percentage look at a football, theoretically there is no salary cap for football. For instance, if you can get the NIL deal approved, and that's obviously a can of worms, there is still theoretically kind of an infinite amount of money you can pay your football players. So it certainly seems like Georgia and some of the other SEC schools are sort of betting post-house settlement that the NIL scrutiny is going to work and it's going to kind of rein some of this in, whether it should or not, that it might work that way. And some of these big spending programs outside the SEC, I still think they're going to try to push the limit under the belief that, hey, you know, legally, it's going to ever be hard to truly limit anybody's compensation. So house settlement's done. It's been approved. New rules are taking shape. But how much actual teeth does the enforcement arm of these rules have? We still don't know that. And I'm not quite so sure it's going to work out the way that some of the traditionalists necessarily hope.
Who gets hurt most by this, BA?
You know, it all depends on which side of this it comes down. Because if teams like, say, Georgia, for instance, who've, you know, I think they've been trying to make NIL promises to recruits they believe will stand up to the Deloitte scrutiny. Well, let's say that gets challenged legally and the sort of exorbitant NIL deals are allowed to stand. Well, at that point, you can make a case that any program that sort of operated judiciously on this, they may be behind a little bit,
yeah.
You know, behind in getting certain players or behind in kind of putting the financial apparatus together that is able to kind of make these payments. So I think you've got a big bet going on here. You've got people making a bet that the house settlement rules are going to work, and others who are kind of betting that it's a sheet of paper. So whichever side wins that bet, the other side I think is going to be certainly behind the times.
Yeah, I mean, and now we start to get into the fun, like, semantics of fair market value
right.
versus reasonable range of compensation, blah, blah, blah. Like, the thing that we hate probably most as college football fans is all the, like, litigation that goes on with some of this stuff. It feels to me like, I don't know, is it just this offseason? Maybe it's the next couple of years. I don't know. But it feels like this just kind of invites more of that.
I think so, too. And I think the easiest way to understand this is, look, fair market value for a quarterback is much higher than almost any other position. For instance, take any guy on, like, say, the Georgia roster. If you offer him a nice little five-figure deal to do a few commercials, things like that, pretty happy to do it. If you reach out to especially last year's quarterback and say, hey, would you like to do this for X amount of dollars, you might not even get a call back because it's just a different zip code right. that a quarterback's going to live in. And so I think it's important to know that, hey, what's fair market for one guy is going to be a little different for another guy. And it may even be a little bit different depending on what part of the country you happen to be located
in. What about the high school kids coming in? Like, because I'm curious because, I mean, I've met people who deal with the collectives and things like that. And stuff they tell me, I believe it more than what the stuff I read sometimes because they have more of the actual numbers. But when you talk about these high school kids coming in who are already getting NIL, how will they be able to, as far as under this cap or whatever, be able to keep these guys in now? Because now, I mean, if you get them, is it a year-to-year thing? That's what I think I'm asking.
So, in theory, some of these numbers that we've heard should go down because fair market value for a tight end is not going to be $3 million. Fair market value for an offensive tackle.
And that's basically, who determines that? Who determines how
much? Well, there's a company called Deloitte, and ironically, they have an office right over here. There's a company called Deloitte. They are the consulting firm, and they have the power, according to this settlement, to any NIL deal over $500. They get a chance to look at it. They said at ACC spring meetings a few weeks ago that about, I want to say it's like 75%. It was the overwhelming majority of the sort of regular booster NIL deals. They said they would not have approved in the past because they don't represent fair market value. So a lot of recruits have been trying to get their deals done prior to July 1st because there is no scrutiny.
The NIL thing is tomorrow.
Right.
I think the NIL deadline for scrutiny starts tomorrow.
Yeah, that sounds right.
So there's a lot of people trying to get stuff signed
today. So in theory, moving forward, some of these, like, you know, bonus baby hotshot freshmen, they may get paid less moving forward.
And But when you just said the people who are determining whatever market value is, do any of them have any, like, football experience? Like, know the value that the position may have to the team?
Well, I do think they have. And I don't believe they're ex-players, or at least the majority of them won't be.
Yeah.
But I do believe they have data at their disposal, and so that's what they're going to base this on. They know, well, if you know, if so and so wants to do radio spots here on 99 The Game for whatever, there's kind of a going rate for that, and it's not $3 million. And so they're going to kind of know, like, what's in bounds and what's not.
I thought we were paying you $3 million for this. I will say, whoever the person at Deloitte who set this deal up, like, being the group that does that with college football and college athletics, I'm sure they got a nice fat raise.
You got to imagine.
Because there's a lot of different companies that would like to be the company that's in charge of that.
Because at the very least, I think they're selling software to every single school in Division
One. Sure. However, whatever it is, they're making a fat check off of being
big
that.
Time.
We got approved for our SEC Media Day spot earlier this week, so we're looking forward to that. I know you'll be there as well. Who do you think the three Georgia players will be that go?
It's going to be typically speaking, it won't be quarterback this year. It'll probably be the most, like, inside linebacker C.J. Allen, sort of an easy choice. Yeah. You can kind of imagine him being there. Yep. I could sort of see Dalen Everett perhaps being there. I think the offensive representative may end up being Oscar Delp. Because you don't really have the veteran offensive lineman. That's usually who goes.
Yep.
A guy like Delp sort of fits the bill on that. They're not taking quarterback this year. You don't really have the Brock Bowers-level superstar player. So Allen, maybe Everett, possibly Oscar Delp. That's the way I could see them going.
We got the news that College Game Day is going to be obviously at the up there, Ohio State, Texas.
Yeah.
We already knew the Big Noon kickoff was, and they were trying to get that changed. Can you still call the Big Noon kickoff but not play at noon? Because it sucks that these games are on at noon.
Well, you know, the big controversy here, too, is that they wanted to move the game to Sunday, right. And Texas said no, which
okay.
I'm anti-Texas, but I love this gamesmanship of right now. This is the one thing, maybe among many, but one thing for sure the SEC has over the Big Ten is because Fox loves these games at noon. They're going to stick them on that TV window all the time because they do get really big TV ratings there for the noon spot, but the fans in the stadium hate it. Ohio State gets stuck with these noon games more than most because they have, obviously, the premier program. They wanted to move it to Sunday because now they could play at night. And Texas was like, no. The AD, Chris Del Conte, said, I got to go to church on Sunday. I don't have time to play this game on Sunday. So I would say good for Texas for that.
Yeah, no, I like that they did that too. Brandon Adams joining us in studio, host of the Dog Nation Daily podcast, joins us every Tuesday. And I see the headline right there on the website, three things that will make 2025 fun for Georgia fans.
Yeah, we talked about this in the show a little bit today, just from a standpoint, because people have been so into the house settlement thing that I think that people are ready for football in the field again.
Yes.
The point that I made is I do think for Georgia this year, this has a chance to be the kind of season that pushes all of that aside, no matter if they win the national championship or not. It's the best home slate we've seen Georgia play in my lifetime, you know, arguably maybe even forever, because my lifetime is now pretty long. You know, the second thing is, when you think about, like, new chapters to either, like, sort of emerging rivalries like the one with Texas, or like for teams like Auburn and Florida who have been hated rivals for a long time, they're trying to kind of get back into this again. You know, a chance to sort of write another chapter in that, I think, is really fun. And if you look at, like, the look ahead lines from a sports book like DraftKings or something like that, in all of these big games, Georgia's a point spread favorite. Now, they're only a narrow favorite sometimes, but they're a favorite in all of them. So for people who want to see improvement from Georgia compared to a year ago, the people that put their money where their mouth is, the odds makers themselves, they certainly believe that's a strong possibility.
Yeah, I understand why. B.A., thank you.
Appreciate it, brother.
Good to be with you guys,
as always. As always, Brandon Adams there. Dog Nation Daily, follow him on Twitter, at Dog Nation Daily as well. We will come back and answer your questions in the AMA, 404-726-0929. Load up the phone lines. We've got six of them. You can text us or tweet us as well. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
We're queuing up your questions with the Middays AMA.
Ask me anything.
Glad you asked.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Brought to you by Right From The Heart, rightfromtheheart.org. The AMA to wrap the show up every single day. Final hour of the show brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at reliableair.com. Thanks again to Brandon Adams, host of the Dog Nation Daily Podcast. He's been joining us in studio the last couple of weeks. I think that's going to continue because he works across the street now. Just a little bit more. It's fun to, you know. Fun to have an in-studio guest. Fun to look at somebody when you talk to them. You know what I mean?
I don't agree with that.
Oh, okay. We'll tell Brandon to stop coming in then.
I didn't say that. You didn't let me say but.
Oh, sorry.
But certain people, yes.
Okay.
Yes. There's been times where we've had guests in here.
Like, got it.
The hell is this guy? But you can't say that.
Fair enough.
Fair enough. Because the worst part of having an in-studio guest that is in the microphones with you is when you don't want to talk anymore about whatever they're talking about. Yes. And you're like trying to end the segment, but yet they're still in here that's awkward as hell.
Let me say that.
Thank you very much, y'all, for coming in.
It's great to have an in-studio guest when it's someone that you already enjoy talking to. Because like Joe Patrick's been in on Fridays too, and that kind of makes it, I don't know, it just makes it easier, I guess. It sounds better because they're in the microphone.
Yes, it does.
But yes, when you have an in-studio guest that you don't really want to talk to that much, and the segment still has 7 minutes left in it, and you've kind of exhausted all of the things they can say.
You're like, and a lot of times you let me close it when we're in the case with that. Well, all right, appreciate y'all for coming in.
Kick them out, Randy. Yeah. Get them out of here.
Yeah, you let me do that part, because I can always tell. Like, well, hey, man, we appreciate you coming in and everything, and hopefully everything that goes well with you and everything. Make sure you turn it off the talk button.
Because here's like a little hint to the listeners. If I ever ask somebody in studio, hey, tell us about the thing you're promoting, whatever it is, usually I'll know what it is. Hey, tell us about the event you have coming up.
That means
that's it.
Yep.
That's the last question.
That's the last one. So we'll just figure it out then.
I'm like, damn. And then it's always like, all right, we got 6 minutes left, and they're walking out.
Appreciate you coming in and everything like that.
You're right. We haven't had one of those in a while. Yeah, exactly. Before. All right, Chris is in Ohio. Hey, Chris.
Okay, my question is kind of three-part, not like Mo from Columbus, three-part, but it's quick and it's for both of you guys or any of you guys. Have you all seen the Russell Wilson draft night meme where his wife is making that crazy face?
Yes.
Okay, so how close is Mike Conte's goal calls to that face?
I'm pretty sure it's close.
Was that one question or was that the all three parts? Is Chris still got these gone? Okay, God, that's a great question.
I'm pretty sure it's close to it.
Now, I do think that they have video of some of them. Like, sometimes they have a camera going in the studio or in the booth when Conte and Longshore are doing the call.
Yes.
So you can go find out yourself.
Yes.
But Conte's voice definitely sounds like Russell Wilson's ex-wife's face.
Yes.
On draft night.
Yes, it
for
does.
Sure.
No doubt about it. No doubt about it.
She was fired up, man.
Yeah, man.
She was fired up. No one's seen her since. Scott's in Canton. Hey, Scott.
Hey, what's up, fellas? Got a little bit of a, not really a serious question, but a real confusing question for me. And Bo may want to jump in on this, too.
Okay.
Coached a lot of baseball in my life. A lot of kids, a lot of adults, the whole nine yards.
Okay.
What the hell has ever happened? Sorry, didn't mean to swear. What has ever happened to, with this stupid thing baseball has of starting somebody on second? Mm-hmm. Bunt them over, hit a fly ball, you're one run up.
Yep.
That doesn't exist anymore.
Okay. Yeah, look, I mean, the broad answer is analytics.
I'm assuming.
Yeah, I mean, they would tell you that there's some spreadsheet that they can point to that over the course of 162, it's more likely that the batter trying to bat the ball in play is more likely to result in what they're trying to get to. Yeah, but I mean, I'm with you. Like, I will say this. This is how you know the Braves are struggling offensively, because they've openly gone back to sacrifice bunts,
yes,
trying to move the runner over.
Yes.
Not as much as maybe people would want them to, but remember like 2 years ago, they had zero in the whole year.
Now everybody's talking about it. But we're like, come on. And I'm just, a lot of times it seems like it's Michael. And so Michael's laying down the butt. Go, Mike, go. Or Eli White did
it. Yeah, Mike's bunting for singles or trying to.
Wasn't it last week when Eli did it?
Yeah,
and Mike advanced two runners last night.
Yeah, exactly.
Mike actually hit himself out of a funk a couple years ago by laying down a bunt. Mm-hmm. And that was kind of the catalyst. That was after the Ozuna talk.
Yeah, look, I mean, it's for better or for worse. I mean, obviously, I think we all kind of think for worse. But certainly Scott does. And that's what it is. I mean, there's some equation that's telling him that's...
Did we talk about this right here, this Denzel Clark boy home run? Oh, what a play.
What a play.
What a freaking play by this kid.
And I never heard of him because I've been watching a lot of athletics games, but apparently he's been up for about 15 games, and that's the third or fourth ridiculous catch he's made.
Stupid.
That guy's
that
awesome.
That was stupid.
How do you get that high up on the fence?
Dude, I mean, just the momentum and then just that extra tug
that's
of the wall.
Exactly.
And it gets up there.
That's exactly what Ozuna was trying to do. Like, in Ozuna's mind, in Marcell Ozuna's mind, that's what he was going to do.
Andy, the ball landed 10 feet away from the wall, though.
I know, you're right. But
Marcell,
in his
climbing the fence, and then the ball bounces in the middle of the warning track.
How?
In his mind, he was Denzel Clark.
How, every time you play that clip for me, how does the announcer keep his composure? You know what I mean? How does he not?
I don't know.
How does he
not? I think that was Jack Buck, and he's a very much professional in ways. I would absolutely be.
I just don't understand how he does not lose it right there, and it falls.
I lose it every time we bring it up.
I don't understand
from thinking about it.
I just don't understand it.
Just from thinking about it.
I don't understand.
But that's the answer. It's analytics. Brad is in Villa Rica. Hey, Brad.
Question is basically for I'm here.
Hey Brad, all right, we got you.
All right, cool. This question for both of you guys. I just want to know, when y'all look at y'all's bank account every now and then, do y'all just happen to see Netflix coming out, Hulu coming out? You know, it's kind of weird. Every time I check my bank account, I ask my woman. I said, "What the heck?" Next thing you know, I got Google coming out. So just y'all's thoughts on it. So, I mean, y'all just look at the account and be like, what the hell, woman? And I don't know. I just want to hear what y'all say, man. Y'all have a good one. It's nice to hear from you guys.
All right, brother.
Yeah, thanks
you.
For calling in.
So do you look at the account and
find random charges? Sure.
I get notifications every time one of those stupid apps.
Any subscription that comes out, I get an email.
Yes, and I'm the worst in the world at canceling them.
Yeah, that's why I do it.
And I'm like, what the hell is this? $12.99, whatever for. Yep. The biggest thing for us is that I forget that she has a lot of those things already, and so I'll get them because, like, she's like you. She don't mind ads.
Yeah, I don't mind.
And so I got to go buy the adless ones, and then so that's always our
thing. My thing is just like, if I get an email that tells me that I just paid for something that I haven't used since the last time I got an email that told me I paid for it, I just cancel it.
Yes,
and then you can start it again.
Like, yeah,
it's not easy. It's easy to get a new Netflix account or re up it or whatever. But like, I had the Apple whatever Plus or whatever it was. I was like, Ted Lasso's been over for a couple years. Like, so I canceled that. And then there was another one recently where I was like, I don't use that enough. Cancel it. See, I'm a canceler.
Okay.
I'm a quick canceler.
Yeah, it takes me. I'm going to get it notified at least three times before I cancel it. Yes.
I don't need that. I get
away free $13 in like every damn month.
Yeah, just burning it.
Yes.
Devin's in Kansas City. Hey, Devin.
What's up? What's up? How y'all doing?
Pretty good.
What up, D?
So, question, and depending on y'all's answer, it depends on what I'm going to do, right? So, I'm taking a family vacation. We're going to the beach in July. And over that weekend, that same period of time is my wife's birthday. So, me being the most perfect husband in the world, I'm saying, you know what? Let me invite her friends. You know what I'm saying? So, we can kill two birds with one stone, so to say.
Okay.
So, I get on the phone with the friends. And it's short notice, right? And they say they all can't make it because of certain whatever. So I'm like, well, what if I were to get you a ticket, right? Then all of a sudden, all of them like, oh, I think we can make it work, right? But here's my thing. Here's my thing. In my head, I'm like, I'm not getting you no damn ticket. Because that's the case, where you going to stay at, where you going to eat. You can buy, ain't none of y'all don't got a job. Why the hell you can't get a flight?
Right.
At least I was thinking about doing that. Now, would you or should I get all them plane tickets for them to come, or should I just say F it and we go and enjoy the vacation?
You better say F it quick, fast, and hurry. Now, I'm going to tell you what my wife would have said, because, like, it's just a reaction. Whenever we would all go out, I would always pick up the check and everything, no problem. Until one day my wife, daughter, came to me, and I think we were down in Miami, and we were out at dinner. Her girls were in town, and we were out at dinner, and I went to get the check and everything, and Donna was like, them heifers got jobs? Like, you're not paying the bill no more. And so I don't pay the bill for nobody but us. But at the same time, Devin, the part that you said after the plane ticket was the part. Where you going to stay and what you going to eat?
Right.
All right?
You can't afford to eat. How can you afford to be there?
You can't afford to get there. That's what I'm saying. Like, and everybody got that friend. I've had that friend where we go somewhere, go out of town, and your ass, like, I'm just going to stay in the room. I'm just gonna chill out at the room, man. The dude that always just want to do just the free stuff. You know what I mean? The dude that just wanted the free stuff unless you pick it up the tab.
Yeah, no, don't go. Like, if you know, just don't go. Sometimes you miss stuff.
She
you know
would
what I
love
mean?
The fact that Devin, that you and the babies and her is awesome.
That's true.
Yeah,
that's
man. True.
I also think she would love the fact that you even thought about it. Like even the thought to be like, let me fly these people.
Make sure you tell her, Devin, that you tried to do that.
Right. Yeah, somehow sneak it in there.
Yeah.
Be like, yeah, I tried to work it out with them, but they couldn't make it. Just so she knows you tried it. I can't envision a scenario in which I would even think about buying plane tickets for my wife's friends. Wouldn't happen. Hasn't happened. Won't happen.
I've never. But see, that's what I'm saying. Whenever she has something and I invite them, they play for their own. These helpers that her friend, they got bread hidden somewhere. They ask always somewhere foreign. Every time they go, they FaceTime. I was like, where the hell y'all at? Yeah, I'm like, all right. But dude, the fact that you even thought about that, Devin, makes me think that you done got bougie out there in Kansas City. Because I know Putnam County folks don't do stuff like that.
And I also know another thing. Everybody who goes to Kansas City for too long turns bougie.
Yeah.
It's a very bougie place.
So Devin done got bougie.
From what I understand. Ed is in Lawrenceville. Hey, Ed.
Hey, gentlemen. Randy, I want to let you know, I live about a mile and a half from the Striper Stadium, and the skies are blue and the sun is out.
I see. It's like that downtown, man.
There you go.
There we go.
Yeah, hopefully that'll help you out. Okay, I want you guys to put on your NBA GM hat for a second, okay?
Okay.
OKC, all right? It's hard for me to believe that Hartenstein is their second highest paid player.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
But this year, both Williams and Holmgren are up for extensions, and that's like 5-246. So my question to you guys is, would you sign one? Would you sign both? Would you sign neither? Because to be honest with you, I don't think either one is worth that. But in your opinion, we know, what would you do? And I'll just let me know. Thanks.
I think Chet has one more year before he can. Before he
he's. I think he's eligible, but I don't think you have to.
You don't have
it.
To. I think it's. I thought it was third year. Didn't Chet second year?
I don't think so.
Okay. Chet, hold on. I got it.
Third, yeah.
Okay, go ahead. No.
I was just saying, remember, he missed that whole
I know, that's what I'm saying, because he missed the year.
But that still counts.
But that still counts.
Right?
All right, okay.
Yeah.
All right, okay. So, yeah. So, but J. Will's an all-NBA player, so he's eligible for what, Max? Because then J. Dub made an all-NBA team this summer, right? So he's up for that. If I'm them, I'm not extending none of them, because you know who I got to give that big bag to? Shea Gildas-Alexander.
Yeah, and he's going to be eligible
and
for the Supermax.
And he's going to be for the Supermax.
And you're going to give him that.
And you're going to give him that.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I mean, but the thing with J-Dub is that he's a good complimentary player.
Mm-hmm.
And he is a complimentary player.
Yeah, no.
For the people that think that he might be, no.
This is a conversation that we had earlier in the show about Trey. Like,
yes.
You try to get him to take close to but not quite a match.
Right.
Now, I just was an all-star for the first time, all-NBA for the first time.
This is my first contract.
And for my first contract, I'm about to be an NBA champion. I'd like to get the max.
Yeah.
I feel like I contributed greatly to this cause. But yeah, I mean, look, that's what it is. That's what it's going to be for them and every good team in the NBA. Celtics are dealing with the same thing. Like, you have too much success in the draft and your roster is too talented, you're not going to be able to keep them all.
Yep.
So you keep, like, the two best ones and then try to keep building around them.
Who do you think the two best ones are?
Shea and Jalen, I think.
I say Chet.
But Chet probably will. He's not right now, but probably will be the second best one in a couple of years. But, yeah, that's how they could sign Hartenstein, because all these guys are on rookie deals.
Correct.
Yeah, it's going to get more complicated.
But you remember when I saw when I said that to you about Hartenstein? I was like, Hartenstein makes that kind of bread?
Yeah.
Like, damn.
Yeah, I know. I remember when he was coming off the bench for the Knicks a couple of years, and he would kill the Hawks.
Yes.
It was like, this guy's good against the Hawks. But, yeah, he's turned into a really good player, really important player. All right, let's get the takeaways of the day.
As our show heads into the final stretch, it's time for the takeaway of the day.
So many achievements.
On Andy and Randy, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
One takeaway is that Devin's crazy as hell to even thought that. And what kind of job you got is you got all them flights lined up.
No kidding.
And Andy's good at the first date.
I'm a good first dater. The rain's been player hating on Randy.
Yes.
Speaking of rain, we also don't want to rain on no poo-poo. Braves won a damn game yesterday. The thing about ads is they always get them in when the getting it gets good.
Yeah, man. Every single time.
You want more Nan than Paul? And weather be on some play-hating stuff this week.
Yeah, man.
All right, we'll talk to you tomorrow at 11. Have a great rest.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.